is all over choice.
Yeah, I can hear me too. Welcome to another episode of Art in Love podcast with Rodney and Nadia. This time we are celebrating our anniversary.
Do you know what today is?
It's our anniversary.
It's anniversary.
I don't know much more about the song.
That's it. That's all.
So we're going to just talk about, I guess, things related to our 9 years thus far and just stuff we deemed fun. We came across this TikTok challenge we've never done because they have TikTok, so okay. We know what it is, we just never done the challenge. It'd be fun to just try it out and do it. And it's a little thunder in the background, and all this is just rings of shower. So if you have some thunder in the background,
I'm barking because apparently our neighbor's dog does not like thunder.
Yeah, he's afraid of the thunder. So let's jump into it. So yeah, so we're celebrating our anniversary. By the time this comes out, it's going to be our anniversary. Mm-hmm. We plan to release it on our anniversary. So it's been a beautiful journey thus far, you know. It's
yes,
been fun.
I totally agree.
I think we both grew
a lot.
And learned a great deal in the time we've been together.
Yeah.
We dated for a while prior to us getting married. So now we're married now, two beautiful kids. And It's fun. So as much as we know each other, it's still fun to learn each other. I always tell persons, you never get the whole gamut of it the first shot. Right. And if you knew all the answers, if you knew all the things about each other, then...
And what's the point of learning, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun. So for us, we still tend to learn a lot. And every year, we tend to learn and grow. And every season, we tend to learn and grow. So we thought the TikTok challenge would be fun to do.
Now, it's super old, and so don't judge us, okay? It's new to us, so just play along like you've never heard it before. Yeah. And like you've never seen the million YouTube videos on this, okay?
Yeah, we try and be hip and hopping, so We answer it as it go, and yeah.
Okay.
This is for couples only. Mm-hmm. Who's the most fun in the relationship?
Rods.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Who makes the food in the relationship?
Depends.
Yeah, both. Whoever comes on first.
Who's the most talented?
Nadia.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's the most adventurous in the relationship?
Rod.
Yeah, I am not Nadia.
Who spends the most money in the relationship?
Yeah, that's apparent.
Who's the best kisser?
Both we enjoy, I guess. I don't know.
Who smells the best?
Nadia. She has a variety of scents from...
Who loves the most?
Oh, both of us.
Yeah, very loving.
Who gives the best massages in the relationship?
Now, see, here's the problem.
Last question. Who will be the first to die in the relationship?
We're going out to get up.
The first to die? That's such a rare...
Things
that they are. She's the first to die. Anyway, the hope is we go down together. I mean...
Is like she trying to get into the life insurance policy?
Yeah, I don't know. I can think of an odd on life alert or something like that.
Weird question.
That's also a weird way to end it. Yeah. So yeah, that's fun. It's short. Mm-hmm. Again, TikTok, I think it's very short as well. So I don't know. So yeah, that was that.
I see you cut me off at the massage question, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to podcast. Yeah, that was okay. So that was that. What did you think? Do you think we're missing anything in these TikToks? I mean,
I don't feel so. Now, mind you, the persons who I know that have it and I see their videos, it's very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't feel like being here for your entertainment to that level. Personally, but I mean, for everybody else, I enjoy what I see. I see that there's even some like informative aspects to it in some videos as well too. So that's pretty good. It's quite diverse. Yeah.
I enjoy watching it. I wouldn't download it onto my device or nothing, but I definitely enjoy the little short bits of watching it. And then we came up and Vine was the thing. Vine was the thing.
Really aging us.
So, so Vine and TikTok. Hold on.
Let me tell you about Vine, children. Sit down.
Back in my day, we had real social media, not this hip and hopping thing that these kids got.
We were socializing. That's what we did.
So we got married in 2011.
Yeah.
And we thought it'd be cool to look at the things that were up and about in 2011. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I looked it up, I came across some stuff, and it got pretty morbid because there's a lot of births and deaths and bombings and stuff like that. So, one of the deaths was Obama announced that they killed Bin Laden in 2011.
Listen.
And then Muammar Gaddafi got killed. That's okay.
Obama went in office and said...
Yeah, he can lay in house.
Snuff everybody.
So I said, let me find something just a tad bit more...
Lighthearted.
So I had to go on social pop. What was it? Pop Cultures 2011. So the first thing they had is Charlie Sheen meltdown. And I vaguely do remember that. That's when he had the whole tiger blood thing. When he was like, he's out spazzing out and everybody's like, they can't work with him. They replaced Ashton Kutcher with him.
Yes, I remember.
2.5 Men. Mm-hmm.
It was awkward.
When he said,
At first. I mean, he assimilated into the role after a while, yeah. I think. But by that time, I think the momentum of the show kind of started to drop. So yeah, I don't think it's Ashton Kutcher's fault.
No, because Charlie Sheen was that dude on the show. So he was the comedic relief. He was that... he embodied that character, so I think he really carried the show. And once you took that away, just like the believability of the show, really. And then the thing is, to your point, not to Ashton Kutcher's fault, a lot of the reality TV was coming up, and scripted TV was really falling back. So,
yes,
I think the reality TV of Charlie Sheen's actual life was more entertaining than the scripted version of Charlie Sheen's life.
It was very interesting.
That's when you say winning, duh. When they asked him,
that was oof. What are you doing, duh? Winning.
Yeah, they milked that for all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Next, number two, The Rise of Adele.
Let me tell you something.
The Rise of Adele.
Adele probably caused some like rifts between me and our neighbors because the singing in the shower couldn't tell me I was an Adele.
Yeah. She had a single before Rolling the Deep, but Rolling the Deep is when she really jumped off. Because you remember Chasing Pavements?
Yeah, sure.
I wake up or should I just be chasing pavements?
Somewhere. And we apologize. This is going to be a lot of singing in this episode. Y'all ready for my version? We could have had it. Okay, no.
So that was 2011. He's grossing. I'll put it up now. That was 2011.
Don't pull it up, man. Jeez.
Do you remember the Chasing Pavements song? That was a song.
Anyway. Yeah, could I something and then something
I literally just said that.
Pavements
I just,
and,
you just
and I did about. Like I did.
You just repeating what I said just now. You know,
yeah, but I got the melody. That's what's important.
Anyway,
words.
She got,
put her lyrics. Nobody needs lyrics.
Lyrics. But that came out 10. That was her real first song. But then Rolling the Deep. And she's sitting in the chairs really when it got popular though.
That was a hot song. Like she told that person off. Yeah, and I loved it.
It's literally Who Hurt You.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have had all Rolling
Listen, I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but whenever somebody heard her, or like a few other artists that we know, you know, Mary J. Blige, like, you know that album about to be fire.
And now I got divorced and my fella, so whenever she decides to release music.
Album about to be fire.
She seems fun. I enjoy her carpool karaoke.
She seems like a fun really good.
She's young too, surprisingly young. Because her album at the time was 21, and his name 21 because her age at the time was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2011.
And
she seems
to be a
now.
Fan of like different hip-hop. Artists and stuff like that. And so,
she really likes Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. And Beyonce too.
I think she just likes the art.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you like it, I love it.
They have the Oscar host fiasco.
What was that?
I'm not familiar with it. James Franco and Anne Hathaway, something. I don't know. I skip over it. Anne Hathaway.
I clearly missed it. Move on.
So the royal wedding when Prince William married Kate Middleton.
That was wonderful. You know, they had teacups. They had all of the souvenirs. It was a big, grand, beautiful
and
affair.
And then the sisters who look like the stepsisters, who the key one.
You know, hot.
Who goes to the wedding?
Let me tell you something.
The hats and stuff.
Stunt? You think it was your wedding. Sis, they didn't come to see you. They came to see our hats, okay? Because they came stunting with the sculptured hat. Yeah, fascinator thing. I was like, get it. I love
that's
it.
That's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
The success of Bridesmaid. So that was a hilarious movie. With Rebel Wilson when the lady...
All of this happened in 2011?
In 2011, yeah. I remember that. And the thing is, the scene I remember most was when she's in the air playing drunk. And she's trying to play off not being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pretty hilarious movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Oprah's final episode.
Oprah was still on.
Oprah's final episode after 25 years.
Oh, Jesus Lord. That's the last episode. Oh, yeah. My goodness, we old.
Yeah, we got married when Oprah said goodbye. And interesting, you know, she's still on TV, so even though she said goodbye, she's still making music.
Y'all ready for the raindrops? Showers of blessings.
Yeah, showers of blessings. You'll learn in the background.
So it's not, and if you were in the car and started to turn on the windshield wipers because you thought you were in rain, it's not you, it's us, okay?
Yeah, we ain't get it up on
you. Be safe.
Harry Potter ends. The seventh, actually the eighth movie of Harry Potter, Harry and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, hits theaters in July of that year.
No, but seriously, Rodney, like, I really didn't feel like we were married that long until you start this. I feel bad.
Harry,
like,
Potter, yeah.
This.
I remember Harry, interesting enough, movies? Why I like this one. Harry Potter was us. That's when I really got into reading, because I wasn't a big reader in school, but you were a big reader.
Huge.
And
love
the thing
books.
Is, I don't understand how you used to read so much. Love I actually to. Had TVs and stuff, so I'm glad enough. I watch
TV.
Not as much as me.
But I know. If you have, even now, like, if you had to give me a TV and a good book, and take the good book, your imagination allows you to paint way more vivid pictures than TV
totally
ever
agree.
Could.
I didn't understand until I read Harry Potter. So I remember that was one of your favorite book series. So, mm-hmm. And I never read it. I watched the movies. The movies are all right. When we were dating, they weren't that deep into the movie. They probably had two or three out.
Mm-hmm.
So the movies are all right. So I watched them. So let me read the book. We went by a friend's house and they had, for sure, they had the first book in a hardback. And then I think you had two and three. You didn't have the first one. You had two or three. So I got the first one. I read that first book within a week, maybe 4 days, something like
okay.
that.
I messed up so many relationships to persons by ignoring them to read the books. Promise you.
So I ingested that. So after that, I remember I got that book. And you got two. I got the fourth one, The Goblet of Fire. I couldn't find. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I read it on the computer. I downloaded a PDF. And I sat, and this is before laptops. I had a laptop. I sat to my desktop computer, and I read it to the desktop computer. And then my mom printed out most of it. So I just read it. Yeah, it's whatever. It's pretty good. And then the fifth one, because when we were dating, she didn't finish the series yet. So she wrote the fifth one. It's up to five. So I remember the Half-Blood Prince came out. And the whole thing was, who was the Half-Blood Prince? And that was a whole big to-do. And he got you. And then the seventh one came out, The Deathly Hallows. And it's like, yeah. So I remember that, because they had a hole and they found a locket. Remember, they said, who was the initials in the locket?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you want to watch Harry Potter, geez,
by now.
9 years ago. If you want to watch.
If you haven't watched it,
that's
by
new,
this episode is filled with bad singing.
And
y'all have to live with it. This is what you subscribe to.
Thank you for subscribing, by the way. Friday Night Lights says goodbye. I have not watched an episode of Friday Night Lights. I know what it is. It's a football.
I don't.
High school football show. I don't know. I don't like stuff like that.
That's so nice to hear.
Beyonce's baby announcement.
Ooh,
that's our first Blue Ivy.
Look at Blue Ivy.
That means Blue Ivy 9, yeah.
Yeah, for real. Is she?
I don't know. Right now, she's
around that age.
I don't know.
But that's exciting. That was a big deal, because I remember it was like, Beyonce's pregnant. And then it was like, she's not pregnant. I'm like, y'all got to be silly.
She's faking the pregnancy.
When she sat down in that interview, her belly shifted. I was like, these people cannot be serious.
Her belly did flop in that.
Oh, and then
it did flop in that.
Listen, it was the dress. It was the dress.
She had a prosthetic dress on the belly then, because that, whatever that was, that did flop over. I don't know.
Anyway, and then there was a big deal about, like, well, she was going to name the baby. Like, if she going to name the baby, what, five? What was the
five,
number?
Five, seven is the number.
Seven, eight.
But then no. Erica Badu, which are seven? Why? I don't know if you're five or
just anyway, they couldn't figure out what she's going to name the child. Like, I remember it was a big deal.
And then they said Blue, and it's like, oh, okay. Does that represent something?
I thought it was going to be Brooklyn, because Brooklyn, I remember, Carter. Right, Jay-Z had a song.
He had a daughter. Guess what I'm going to call her?
Brooklyn Carter. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh,
which
okay.
Which would have been a pretty name.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Carter. Being
so I mean, Blue Ivy is also
yeah, lovely. Yeah. Because that's the beauty of names, is that it sounds weird until you meet the person. Be like, you look
Echo.
Like that.
Yeah. You look like
it's
a Blue
rare,
Ivy.
It's rare that you hear a name and say, you don't look like that name. Mm-hmm. So that's sure it's more than just a name, it's a person. I heard someone make a joke that, like, when it's the last grifter, like, they say certain names just going extinct. You don't see certain babies' names anymore. That's interesting.
I'm sure that I like feel like with our luck, there'd be a Gertha
listening. Who's 2 years old? And I mean like babies. Oh, I mean okay. Like older person. Like, I mean like.
What'd you say about my name?
Certain. I mean, if she's too saying that, then kudos to you. And you, if you were too saying that, then you look like a Gertha then. If you were 2 years old having a conversation, then you lift up to your name. Ladies are the Emmys. I don't.
Okay, pass.
Amy Poehler.
I know.
Last one is Kim Kardashian divorced Chris Humphries. She's married to Chris Humphries for a couple of days. But the reason why this is such a big deal, because this when her and Kanye West were expecting their first child, and if she didn't divorce Chris Humphries, that child being legally Chris Humphries' child. Because the child being within the marriage.
That's what I remember. There's a lot going on with that man. Like, you know.
Chris Humphries, he's an all right possible player, but it's more so that.
No,
I'm any no in terms of NBA player, he wasn't like a star NBA player, but he.
For more basketball commentary and commentary from a man's perspective in general, check out Four Guys on YouTube.
All right, let me start talking about this. Those other minutes. Anyway, so that's that. And the next thing, highest grossing films. I know, we guys make up watch movies, so I love watching movies. So, highest grossing films of 2011. Mm. Harry Potter, we just talked about that. Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2. And then Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon. And bro, if you watch any Transformers, you watch all Transformers. Just, it looks the same.
Because I'm trying to figure out.
Which one that was? Don't worry.
Was it like.
In this one, they.
Full Moon, Crescent Moon.
No, they, something's on the other side of the moon. And they had the. And that's a terrible description, maybe. Oh, but wonderful. It's not worth the description. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. That was, I think this is the last one. No, the one, this, the Amante Had No Tears is the last
really
one.
Are they done with Pirates of the Caribbean?
They are, for one. And two, they face and Johnny Depp out.
I think he's
probably tired of it. But I think he is Jack Sparrow. I think the reason that Pirates of the Caribbean is what it is, because it was a ride, you know, and they turned into a movie.
He was the sauciest pirate. He was the swaggiest pirate.
Yeah, he was like, Jack Sparrow. he made you feel as a Jack Sparrow hardly in somebody. But,
mm-hmm.
He was the Stranger Tides one was when they're trying to find the Fountain of Youth.
Again.
Anyway, I liked him. That was one of my least favorite ones. The one after this is that Montez Hotel, and I was like, bro, it's just exhausting. Because Davy Jones is such a beloved the second and
for
third movie.
For me, all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies have melted into one.
Yeah, no.
So, like, you can literally play them back to back to back, and I wouldn't know when one movie ended and the other continued.
It's a continued story, that's what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Let me tell you.
Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
I had
one.
All the Twilight books. I even had, like... Like another book,
the story of Bree something.
This
random lady. Who,
yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't you? You're not even allowed like to talk it. Like don't talk it. Like I so enjoyed it back then. Thinking back about it now, the storyline.
So
outside of the whole so Wolverine true. And
Wolverine werewolf.
Werewolf, whatever. But outside of the whole werewolf and vampire thing, Bella wasn't making any sensible choices, man. I personally, the vampires, like I'd go with the werewolf guy. Like you know this dude, he making sense. He's dead supportive. You know, he has family ties in the community.
No.
You know, y'all got a little status. Y'all going somewhere. Like, I don't understand what Edward got.
Edward's like super old. He had must be sexy real or something. Because Edward's super old. Or not.
No, and then he did not in the movie. Like, and that's another thing. Back to whole
that movie's terribly
books make it better, right?
That movie. Is
that a hashtag? That needs to be a hashtag.
Books make it better.
Books make it better.
I'm not a person I annoy people with that. It's like, I didn't like people who said that until I started reading it. I said, yeah, that's true. I think it's few movies who did the books justice. Twilight was not one of them. My main issue with what made it hard for me to get into the Twilight movies was Jacob. Because in the book, Jacob went from being this little high school going almost nerd guy to being like the 6'7", 6'8". Like star jock looking dude.
Right.
But in the movies, they start off with the regular dude, Lava Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Shark Boy.
I mean, that's the guy. And then when they did the movie, because he did so well in the first movie, they brought him back, and it's like he is in tour naturally. Mm. So the thing is, in the book,
so they dealt with the camera up.
They did. They had a lot of, if I give him heels and stuff like that, let him do some little working out. Wow. But because of his age, he didn't get put on so much muscle mass. But in the book, it was such a drastic change, where Jacob gone from being like 100-some pounds to being like two, like muscle bound dude.
I just imagining him not to like shirts.
Yeah.
And
but if you think about it, the reason why I think he didn't like shirts at the time, why he didn't like shirts is because like if all your clothes, like you have growth spurts. I picture like you had a growth spurt in the summer, and you just shoot up so nothing fits and everything is big. So it's like there's a werewolf, not a wolverine. And what I didn't like how it ended, it got creepy towards the end. So like okay then
towards the end, like
no, I mean it with his car dog.
Oh, okay.
And his car dog, where he had someone protected for Bella.
Yeah,
he
loved her. Kind of obsessive.
But then someone saw that he imprinted on her daughter.
Yeah.
And so it's like, bro, that's I can't have your mommy. I mean your daughter. That was like creepy. I didn't like how. I was like, yeah, she ran out of story.
These people, yeah, these people are strange.
Because when we saw the Game of Thrones with Littlefinger couldn't get the mommy, and he like the daughter's like, bro, that's creepy. Yeah. So it's creepy then. That's all. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. You talk about a movie that blends in together. Bruh, I don't know which one this is.
So pass.
It's a fourth installment. Tell me he's climbing on and jumping off. Kung Fu Panda 2 came out as well. The kids don't like that. I try to get them to watch Kung Fu Panda. They don't like Kung Fu Panda. And I like Jack Black.
I think he's funny.
Fast 5. I think this is the first one with The Rock. And The Rock is the reason why the series still love
this really isn't going well for me.
No, you didn't watch Fast 5? Hangover Part 2. I heard a joke with say, wait, I get Hangover 1. Mm-hmm. Things happen. They say, but by the time you get to Part 3, that's a part of behavior.
It's a choice.
You guys need help now. Let's get yourself looked at.
Like, you're not hungover, you're just alcoholic.
Yeah, you just
like,
make bad decisions now. And then it's the Smurfs and then Cars 2. And that was that. And the last thing is a music album. It's one thing we enjoy is music. I can definitely about singing. I sing by now. He sings pretty well. I feel like I can sing, and the level of the extent of my skills is not where I guess it should be.
Listen, but if you put me in a crowd of altos, we rockin'.
If you put me in a crowd of loud people, I should be fine.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the level I'm at. So, Bon Iver, you know it's Bon Iver. Yeah, he's one.
I feel like that's not how you say it. It's not. It's just not Bon Iver.
Okay, it's okay.
Is that how you say it?
Are you asking the wrong person?
Watch somebody the Throne. Somebody needs to tell us. Like, we're going to give you an email at some point to email us and tell us.
Yeah, but not that. I mean, I think it's a lot more important names than this guy.
Who I need to know how to, like, they don't have a Google of how do you say it?
It probably does. I'm not going to search. Either. I'm not going to look it up. It might be Born Forever, like you say, in the I is like a 4, and you never know. Because one, the I and V. It's 4.
Artists do stuff like
that. Yeah, so maybe Born Forever, because I and V, the Roman numeral, that's in the Roman numeral 4. Huh. Yeah. Mind blowing.
Somebody is shaking their head right now. Like, they are massive. Right up.
Kind of assembled them. That's when you say no. Okay. Name. Watch the Throne Game out 2011. We just listen to them songs off of it. Pretty, I don't think it's a good album. I think it's an okay album, but I mean, I wanted more from this because of the persons. I was in my head of Kanye West. Interest in this music.
I am one of those that believes that Jay-Z can do no wrong, so.
Oh, wow. I'm not one of those
persons. He's my favorite rap artist.
I can let you listen to some stuff he didn't. It wasn't right. Drake Take Care. This is a classic album from Drake. I enjoyed this
album. Translucent Bear Drake?
Yeah. No, it's coming in, though. I think he's starting to realize that the bear was his thing.
Okay.
4. Beyonce's being lazy with the names in this one.
Wow.
It's a 4th album. Her
fans would tell you.
And then 4 because I'm different, but exactly. It's a 4 studio album, so that's really 21. We just talked about Adele.
Mm-hmm. She so looks, we ain't nobody saying that Adele being lazy.
I said that she just named her age. Wait. That ain't creative. And like she had to remember how old she was when she released the albums. Wow. Foo Fighters great. That's okay. Lady Gaga Born This Way. Boy, oh boy, did she get a backlash for that.
But Born This Way, yeah, but
remember that song? Came out? She thought she wrote like an anthem for the LGBT community. It wasn't cute then, but the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And they was like, no, we choose to sing. We ain't just Born This Way. You assume like we have no choice over ourselves. And from then, like she really fell back. Nostalgia, Ultra, Frank Ocean. Man, this is Nova again on it. The same thing about you, Frank Ocean. This is Nova again and Swim Good, Frank Ocean. This orange thing. Mm,
nice.
Chanel Orange is the thing about you. But this one, wait, Frank Ocean, I'm a fan of it. Dude. Who else on this? Run on this. Bunch of rock people. Turtleneck and Chain.
What is
that's Lonely Islands. That's Andy Samberg, man. Andy Samberg from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Remember when we watched the this
see,
movie?
Remember back then, like you were a huge fan of this, and I
was being pained to listen to
it. It hurt. I said, Ronnie, like, give it up, let it go. Like, what is happening?
And the album, though.
I was so annoyed.
J. Cole wrote the song on his first album. Jesus, J. Cole is coming up.
Mm.
Big Sean. This was Chardonnay in Marvin Gaye.
Finally famous?
No, yeah. This is all little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay with the song Play Him and Kanye West and Roscoe Dash on the chorus.
Uh-huh.
When could you look at me? I can sing it, but this is this one. And then so you had to dance.
Can you all see the
stop.
Side eye I'm doing?
I made the mother hammer time. Rolling Papers. Hey, no, you know the song. Anyway. Rolling Papers, Wiz Khalifa. It was his first album. With Black and Yellow.
Wiz Khalifa was like just coming out.
He had a lot of mixtapes. So yeah, this is his first, and I ever.
But they've been out a long time. You trying to make
the Carter Four?
I don't like this anymore. I feel old.
The Carter Four came. I don't remember what's on the Carter Four, but it's out the Carter Three. Jennifer Lopez, Love ? I don't know what that means. And that's it. That we know.
So
talking about
all of.
Oh, and
all
then Beyonce, and then Britney Spears, Fatal.
Femme Fatale.
Oh, Ralph Fadig. I don't know.
So, how do you... 2011. We were 20-somethings.
Yeah,
early 20-somethings.
Yes, old.
Redacted.
That's hilarious. We just write the word redacted.
I love that. So, we were young. And we got married. And... what were some of the goals for our marriage? Because everybody goes into this thing, hopefully, with some thought behind it on what they'd like to see come out of their marriage. Or, you know, what they'd like their marriage to represent. Or what they just want their marriage to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So what was something that you had hoped for our marriage?
To survive. And that's wow. Us. That was one thing, because if being exposed to persons who, that's a huge accomplishment. And the thing is, it's something I did not take, and I do not take for granted. And it's something I do not overlook. It's like, as a child, when you have like a pet goldfish and your goldfish didn't die, that's a big deal. Because it's sure you could take care of something. Now I was in a situation where this young woman leave her family safety net. And then come to mind and say, but okay, I got to make sure I take care of her. She's more important to me than a golfer, so I got to make sure that this is something.
Hope. Yeah, I got to at least be on
golfers. It's just something that you will hope that you can maintain and sustain and then grow. So to keep alive to me, even though it sounds simple, like simplify is a big deal, because keep alive doesn't just mean you're keeping at the same level, because things grow naturally. And any entity or organization or being, if it is enough infusion of new or taking away of the old or cutting out the things that are infectious or dead, it will die. So I realized that it's such a multifaceted thing to make sure that the thing can survive. So that was one of my goals. That still is a goal of mine, actually, to make sure that the thing survives.
What do you think you've learned from our marriage thus far, our 9 years together?
This hard. This is very difficult. And what I'm learning is that the most difficult climbs have the greatest views. So mm-hmm. it's a tall task, it's a tall order, but I think it's a huge reward at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not just at the end of it when you get your reward, but along the way. It's when you really take in the beauty of it. I read something recently, some proverb, I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese, but some oriental proverb, when it's like the dragon and the what's the armor? It's a tiny dragon and say wheel for conversation purposes, right? So the tiny dragon on the wheel, what's the best part of the journey? Is it the destination or the journey itself? And then they say neither, it's the company.
Cue the tears, y'all.
So it's to show you how important it is. It's not always about getting where you gotta get. But it's who you get there with. So.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, so right, cool. So I think that's very important. It's making sure you get there with the right person. And we both have grown up. And I'm learning every day. We're growing every day. And is this better? Am I the same person I was when we got married? Definitely not. And I'm glad I wasn't, because that allowed me to go into this.
So one last question I have for you. What was your favorite memory thus far?
My favorite memory thus far of the marriage, yes. Of the 9 years being married?
Yes.
Interestingly enough, and I say, and you always smile at me, but one of my favorite memories is when we were in the place we are now, and there were no lights, because the lights didn't get on yet. And we just laying down.
Listen, the power outages are real.
No, it's before, because we just moved in, so he's waiting on the local power company
to connect it. Yeah. Yes. So
waiting for local power company to connect it. Mm-hmm. So waiting for local power company to connect. And then we had everything just laying there. And it's actually somewhat similar to this. Mm-hmm. And then how we situated the window so like the breeze passed through.
Yeah.
Just how this netted blanket that one of my bosses made for me in this lane. And why that's such a big deal for me, and because it made it feel real, one, and then two, it made me feel the presence of God because of the wind, because of the rain, because of the thunder. So I always felt in that moment, because I did not know what I was doing. I leave me and my daddy's house, and I cleave to this woman, and I say, bro, I don't know much after that, because I don't read. They don't say step two, step three after that. Just say leave and cleave. So I did that, and I was just like, bruh. I jumped in, and I really felt the comfort of God in that moment to say, you know what, I got you.
And it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, man. And then, so I always look back to that. So even in the tough moments, in the dark moments, mm-hmm. when I'm to myself and I say, but I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know how this is gonna make sense, or what it is. I think of things like that, and I go in my quiet place, and yes. I just feel the presence of God and say, bro, I got you. Mm-hmm. You could be all right. I got you. I'm not going to give you this lovely woman to not do the right thing by her. Mm-hmm. And now you got two awesome kids. I say, bro, you got to be able to dig at them. So ain't that something comes up? And I may sure be responsible, mind you. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, when I know things are outside of my control and outside of my being, I say, you know what? God, you brought me this far. You are my covering the same way my wife's covering and my wife is my children's covering. God, you are my covering. So I will lean on you. And he hasn't let me down yet.
Okay, Pastor Rodney.
Amen. Cool. That's something I heard so many times, and that's something that you can't run away from certain things. Clearly, I have heard that not just so many times.
I mean, but you was ready to pawn the Bible just now. I love it.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. I remember that one lady telling me, "Say, are you a bishop?" I said, "Why would you?" That was so funny to me, because like it would make me laugh. But people's churches are different in terms of how they, I guess, ascend to title, yeah. Or whatever. So I just charged up to that, but I work with you somewhere, so I think I wouldn't be in there if I was a bishop. But I only took that to say, okay, then you're clearly talking to the anointment, and God is using you to tell me and say, let's look. And I have a good friend of ours, and he's called me bishop, and I called him PM. Because that's clearly the directions we're going in our lives. So I say he's my PM, and he says, I says, Bishop. So now if he gets out, or he can call me, and I can make sure he's straight. So
Look at us networking.
That's one of our children's godfathers, so that's a running joke that we have. So,
okay.
Yeah, so you asked me three questions. Let me see if I can ask you three questions.
Oh, Lord.
What is, you asked me, I know it's tough, but you asked some good questions, though. If you could tell yourself 2011, so say this time 9 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. We were in the hotel rooms, separate hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. We used to get something to eat at the time. But if you did.
Pause. Who feeds a bride chili dogs the night before her wedding. Y'all asking for problems.
We have.
Y'all asking for problems.
I think it depends how much time we have left. We'll have some wedding jokes.
But anyway,
that bar was fun.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, we have a good time and it's just a lot of content.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you in one of your books, stories you read, you Nadia now,
mm-hmm.
was able to travel back in time and bump into 9-year-old younger Nadia in the halls of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
What was something you tell yourself in that moment?
I would tell myself to relax.
Mm.
And I think that's a lesson that I've learned over the years. I am an idealist. I am a free spirit by nature, but sometimes I try to take the reins into control and say, okay, things have to look a certain way. It has to be this. It has to be done like this. There is no room for movement. Like there's no room to give. And in that moment, if I bumped into myself, first of all, I say, hey sis, you slim, you need to stay like this, because girl, you just put on 30 pounds, don't eat the chili dog, don't do it, but it's a problem. But in any event, I would tell myself to relax, because it took me literal years to unwind myself and to become more flexible. And to, again, trust in God,
mm-hmm.
That things will work out. And to not obsess over the little things, like not to sweat the small stuff. Mm-hmm. And especially in our marriage, I think that being able to be more flexible, more forgiving, more resilient has allowed us to become more close as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, Rod's has been my best friend since we were like 16. Yeah. So I think our friendship is stupidly stronger now, once you kind of like take your hands off of the wheels, than it was before. So I would say relax.
Very good. You take yourself relax. And next question. That's how she listens. I wasn't preparing a question. What advice will you give to young and old couples alike who are going through good times, bad times, rocky times, or just times in general? What advice would you give to those couples as it relates to marriage?
Those times are going to come, right? We haven't been short of those times at all. And I think even now in this environment, you know, with the pandemic happening and more time together, that means different things for different people. You know, you're being tested. And what I would say to persons is, I would want them to know that you can... Sorry, I need to talk to the mic. Okay. So I would want persons to know that it's all about perspective, you know? First of all, remember why you got into this thing, as with anything. And it wasn't just because this person was cute. but you love the way they look. You love the way they smile. You love their outlook on things. You love their belief system. You love the way that they addressed a problem. You love something about this person. So there's that. Keep that in the forefront. Remember why. Remember your why. Why you got into this thing. And then understand that people process things in a different way. So you have to be a little bit understanding. So, okay, they're reacting to... a situation, a stressful situation in a certain way. Before you react to their reaction, think about all of the things that had to culminate and come together to cause them to have this reaction. People rarely just react to something just because it's there. It's years and years of history and upbringing and everything like that that contributes to these things. Stressors, and accessibilities that are motivators. So you have to think about these things and be considerate, be empathetic, and be able to be flexible and help them. And then keep why you got into this thing in the forefront of your mind. And then it'll help you. I wanted to be married to Rodney. I wanted us to develop a strong family structure. I wanted to be in it with him for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things go down, things happen. And then I had to remember why I like this Big Ed man.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, I like that Big Ed.
I never realized how big Mad is, only because people keep on referring to it, bro. I guess
Mad. No, I mean, but it's not like you don't topple over when you walk. It's not like obscene.
Period. But that,
whatever. Anyway, but I love him. I love who he is. The things that get me mad sometimes with him in arguments are the things that when we initially got together, I loved. So I have to remember that as well. I chose him as well as he chose me. And so we have to work together and just remember the good things and be flexible enough and resilient enough to work together.
Yeah. So to piggyback on the last part, because when you said that you remember the good things, it's like they teach us about having the love accounts where you have to keep on depositing something. So the good things you have to rely on, because when the bad things come, they say, welcome, they have withdrawals. But if you don't put those good things there, you keep on taking away, you can strain it. All right, so last question. That's a very good answer, by the way. Last question. Thanks. That's on the why. You know, I'm a big why person. I love everything with the why. So we talk about what is marriage. Remember to say why I get marriage. What's the important question is, how do you maintain or rediscover or hold on to the who in your marriage? Like, how do you ensure that you don't lose Nadia in this?
Ooh, that's a good question. The Nadia who got married in 2011 versus the Nadia of the today has changed tremendously. Not just the 30 pounds, but truthfully, the things that I was striving towards. And literally, when you have a husband and when you have children, there was a point in time in our marriage where I literally put my wants and needs on a shelf. And I just focused everything, all of my efforts in to my husband and my children. During that time, what I found was that though I was happy, because I actually do enjoy serving persons, right? I enjoy community service and anything like that, but it's even more rewarding when it's in the home. So I did get joy from being that supportive mate for my husband and his aspirations and helping him to reach those goals. And I did very much so enjoy watching our children grow and learn and excel and come into themselves. Gave me great joy. When they weren't achieving or around me or doing something, and I sat with myself, I was unhappy for a long time. And I wanted to understand what it was that was making me so unhappy. Was it something that was going on in my marriage? Was it something that was going on with the children? How am I as a mother? How am I as a wife? But I had to realize that I am Nadia first. And as people said, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's true. I cannot decrease just to increase my family. You understand? Everybody needs me to be the best version of myself so that I can give them the best. It is truly different in our household when I am happy. I am able to do so much more because I'm able to love myself. I am able to love them much more. When I give to myself, I am able to give that much more. So I had to make a constant effort daily to remember something that makes you happy. Remember one of your goals. If you can't hit one of those goals, hit something that's similar accomplish something, even if it's small. Even it starts with self-care. It may be reading, picking up another book and reading it. It may be taking another course. It may be taking that job that is in line with your skill set. It's doing something that brings you joy and gives you that sense of satisfaction. And again, even if it's something small, make an effort to do it. Self-care is definitely not selfish. And that is what I had to remember. So hopefully I answered your question. Mm-hmm. It's the small moves, the small efforts that trend towards and culminate into this sense of self and self-awareness and happiness that you just have to remember to do every day.
Good. Good. Very important. Mm-hmm. Well, my love, happy anniversary to you, my dear.
Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. So that's
nice. Y'all got all of that.
Thank you for listening, and we appreciate you allowing us to share just a snippet of our thoughts and our energy for our anniversary. We pray success and love over you as well. We pray that you, whatever you place your hands on, it grows and it multiplies, and right, we set your heart to you obtain, and we just wish the best for all, you know. We, like Nod say, we aren't perfect by any means. Mm-mm. We fall down plenty times. Just that once you have your eyes fixated collectively to say that we're going to make it, then, you know, we're going to make it. But, mm-hmm. Like, it's a song, like, for our boys, like, we may be going down, but sugar, we going out swinging. Like,
okay.
We in this together. So, like, and that's just the mindset we have. So, I encourage you to have that same mindset. She said, and I agree, you picked her. She picked me, I picked her. We weren't forced in the situation together. Mm-mm. But in the same time, too, when you pick someone, you pick them flaws and all. And you just had to accept that. And then what humbled me as well is that you are not thinking that you don't like these things with Nadia, but hey, she has a lot of things she don't like but you. So don't think that you're so perfect in a situation. The other person is equally battling something as well, you know. So it's tough, it's fun, but it's a beautiful experience. I recommend marriage, and I recommend a happy marriage,
mm-hmm.
a loving marriage, a yes. supportive marriage,
yes.
a marriage where you
both can participants,
grow, mutually evenly yoked,
yes.
mutually beneficial,
mm-hmm.
one ordained by God, and understand that He will bless you, okay. and He will keep you. He'll be kind and gracious to you when you look on you and your marriage in favor and gratitude.
Get the collection plate.
So, thank you. We appreciate you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys listening to another episode of RN Love with Rodney and Nadia. Until next time, talk to you later.
Bye.
This one is called Lover's Choice.
I'm still in love.
Let's see it. 'Cause love.